I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, we shared with you the importance of godly leadership in the ongoing violence in South Sudan. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International says they're helping where they can and while, but that the work being done to provide rescue and restoration is far more than a meal and shelter. It's also caring for emotional needs and addressing trauma through counseling. The impact of war affects more than the children and their families. Parker shares his concern for the caregivers who work every day in the chaos.
Our staff in South Sudan are fearful. They're fearful for their lives. They're fearful for their families and for their own homes. And so there's a real need to be providing support and care to our own people.
So what's needed? Pray for Kids Alive, for the director, the staff, and for the children. And this next story comes from a completely different direction. The world is rapidly evolving, moving from one thing to another. And in order to connect with students and meet them where they are, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is learning how to keep up. InterVarsity's Brett Stott Willett explains.
Video games are heavily moving towards a social layer. Developers are making it easier and easier to connect with people you know offline already. They're making it easier and easier to meet new people in meaningful ways, to eliminate some of the negative behaviors associated with gaming and being online. It's a kind of a golden age for ministry in those spaces because everybody who's making these things are making it easier and easier to get to know people and to continue relationship across time.
A year ago, InterVarsity launched its ministry called Ministry in Digital Spaces. You want to learn more or how to get involved? Visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.